It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking grocery stores to get things started. Because I was at the grocery store and it just had me thinking about like how sort of stuck in my ways I am about what I want, what I love, what I hate. Prices, I think, is the number one thing people are hating right now. But what do you weigh in on? What is the number one issue when you go to the grocery store? It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. Part of why I wanted to start with this today is sort of an acknowledgement by one of the biggest hometown grocery chains today that what they were doing wasn't working. Cub fired their CEO, who had only been there for about 2 years, and replaced him today with a guy who had been running Coburn's, which you guys in kind of St. Cloud and Elk River, you guys know Coburn's. He's been the CEO there for a year or so. But like, I don't really care who the CEO is of the grocery store, but I sure do go to the literal same store almost all the time. For me, number one is the produce. That's the number one thing for me. I want the produce section to look like a freaking museum. Now, I do understand that is like the absolute opposite of the freak out that people are doing about grocery store prices. 651-461-9226. We notice those prices. Susie was just telling me that she sees it at the grocery store right now. The network news just a second ago is talking about tariffs in Switzerland, and we're going to be worried about the cost of watches and chocolate. I got to be honest, I'm going to be all right moving on from my Swiss chocolates and my Swatch. What are we doing? Is this what we're worried about? I don't even know. I wonder, and I'd love to get your feedback at 651-461-9226. Prices versus literally anything else. When it comes to choosing your grocery store, are you looking for the best deal or is it other stuff? I feel like grocery stores is maybe the most personal relationship with a store that I have. And I don't know if it's because I go so often and we go to the grocery store. Every Sunday we go, and then usually it's another time during the week. Simon, who is watching or listening on X, says all the people that complain about the self-checkouts is a top issue. Yeah, people really. I'm fine with the self-checkout. I'm fine. Waiting in line at the deli counter. So I have another like grocery store pet peeve that involves the deli counter. And I'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to Jonathan in Minneapolis on the CCO Talk and Text line. Jonathan, you are on CCO. Number one thing, biggest thing when you think about going to the grocery store.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Hello, Jason. Hello, Dan.
Hello, John.
I love when I call in and Dan just goes, hold on, and puts me through. It's
You call the when you call often enough, you get like VIP treatment. So let the rest of you be on notice. That's how it goes.
Exactly. So let me get to the point. My least favorite thing that I need to do is go to the grocery store. I hate it. It's like I would rather have a root canal with no Novocaine than get into a bus, go for an hour. I literally cannot stand to look at coffee prices right now. Do you know? Before President Trump started, coffee prices were $6.99 per little bag. They are now $15. The rounders are now $22.50.
Yeah. Coffee prices are brutal. Are you blaming Donald Trump for coffee prices? I mean, I love the nonsense of that, but come on.
Yes, I really am, because I kid you not, Jason. I love my morning coffee like everybody else.
Me too.
But if I have to pay $22.50 for a little freaking rounder.
I know.
Of coffee.
You know what happened to me this morning, Jonathan? I'm making my coffee. I didn't sleep that great last night. I'm like, you know what? This day is going to turn around. I am going to have a great cup of homemade coffee. And so I am a nerd, and I weigh out my beans, and I grind the beans, and I put it in the coffee maker, and I hit the start.
Oh, you're high maintenance.
I am high maintenance. And I hit the start button, and then I go slice up some strawberries because I have some strawberries with my breakfast. And then I sit down. And then I hear the sound of coffee dripping all over the countertop.
Uh-oh.
Because I did not put the coffee pot underneath.
Yeah. One job to do. You had one job to do.
So then I get up to quickly grab the paper towels to clean up this mess as it's developing. And grab the pot, right. And while I go to grab it, I slam the palm of my hand into the knife that I was using to slice the strawberries. Now I'm bleeding.
Oh,
there's coffee all over the place. And you're like, I just want to go back to bed and start this day over. Could we just have a do-over?
That was a $6 cup of coffee that you just ruined, number one. Number two, your day is going to get better. Because you've got to talk to me,
and I think
at some point during the state fair, I am going to come this year, and I think at some point we should get together and run and do some videos some like taste testing. I also want to tell you, it is gorgeous outside, and this is the first day of the nicest summer that we've had yet. So go out there, put your YouTube channel on, your earphones, and go for a walk. So watch out.
All right, Now you're getting carried away. Thank you, Jonathan. You know, you give a guy an inch, and then and off it goes. 651-461-9226. Cleanliness is bigger to me than prices.
That's interesting.
I'll still purchase that expensive coffee no matter what. I think a lot of people are by that, where when you pay $1 more or $2 more, that's still like less than going out to eat. It feels like, okay, I want to feel good when I'm going through the store. You have your favorite. Cub, right?
Yeah, there's a Cub store near where I live that I go to.
So, like, if the new guy's listening, new CEO is listening,
yeah.
Like, what matters to you?
What matters to me is, one, reasonable prices. It's not like, you know, are there places you can get stuff cheaper than where I shop? Probably. But there's also, I also know there's places that it's a heck of a lot more expensive. So I need reasonable prices. And I also have to have what I feel is like a comfortable layout to the store. Is stuff in places where it makes sense to be, or do I got to go hunting all over the place to try and find what it is I need? Now, part of it is, you know, I've just been shopping at the store for so long now, I know, you know, I can almost walk it in my sleep, but I have it down to a point where I can get into that store, go and get the, you know, 20 items that I need for my weekly shopping and be out of that store via the self-checkout in less than 15 minutes. I mean, in, out, done. I want it convenient. I want to know where the stuff is that I need. Let me get the stuff and get out. That's the most important thing to me, is just efficiency, because the last thing I want to do is be wasting a bunch of time in the grocery store.
Yeah, my wife is very particular about like which Target store she goes to,
mm-hmm.
because she knows the layout.
Yep.
And she knows where stuff is. And whenever I'm like, oh, why don't we just go to this? Because I don't care about that.
Sure.
But I can see the anxiety creeping up whenever I make her go to some other store.
There's another Cub in St. Louis Park that I don't go to specifically because I don't like their layout. Because it's too cloistered when you first walk in, and it, you know, where you're getting to is on the other end of the store most of it. It just doesn't make sense to me layout-wise.
This is interesting. A texter says, I've had to stop going to the deli altogether, especially for prepared salads. Boy, I will say I have noticed those prices going up. And maybe it's because it's on like a big sign in front of the product where you notice it more. I don't know. But the prepared salads, the texter says, those are up between $2 and $4 a pound. I've noticed it on lunch meat for sure. Like with the kids home this summer, we've been buying more lunch meat for, you know, Seth's a working man. He's working out in Hanover at a manufacturing plant. He's got to take like a brown bag lunch. Get your sandwich, get your chips. Yeah, and I didn't mean to say, so on the Trump and the tariffs issue, I didn't mean to say that the tariffs aren't causing any of the price increases at grocery stores. But we've been talking about coffee prices going up for a long time, well before the tariffs. Tariffs contribute, no doubt about it. But climate change really has affected coffee because it only grows coffee and chocolate, despite what the Swiss want you to believe. Like those beans grow in a very narrow sort of area. And so climate change does affect that. We'll break. If you want to weigh in more on the groceries issue, you can do that. A little breaking news out of Minneapolis over the last couple of minutes. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins Ticket Tuesday is today. You know, go meet the new kids in the bullpen this Saturday night. We got a 4-pack of tickets for this Saturday night against the Kansas City Royals. 6:10 start. And the first 5,000 fans get a Native American Heritage baseball bat, courtesy of Treasure Island, the Prairie Island Indian community.
Have you seen that thing yet?
Yeah.
It looks cool.
It's cool. It is cool. So that's pretty neat. You want to get there early then. So 6 p.m., they open her up, what, an hour and a half early on weekends,
like that,
I think, so you can get there early. Oh, and Saturday they do that like 612 bit also where like you can get a $6 beer, I think. So if you go early, like have a good time. If you keep listening to the show between now and 5 o'clock, at some point we'll play that Win Twins sound effect. And you call in, caller number 3 gets a 4-pack of tickets. Pretty good. I'm going to the game on Friday. Why not? Why not? Couple more grocery comments, and then I'll update you on what's going on. You know, I really think that we, for my impression, not backed by data, our groceries in Minnesota are more expensive than like when I go home to Chicago. Go home. Oh, no. Did I just say that? When I go visit my parents.
No, we know that you're not one of us, so that's
fine. Yeah, I've only lived here for 22 years. When I go back to Chicago, it's cheaper. When I go to L.A., I think, like, I don't know that the groceries are that much more expensive than they are here. You know, if I were telling the CEO, the new CEO of Cub, like, Cub is closer to me. I'm right by a Cub. A Lunds and Byerly's. And then, like, I don't love going to Target or Walmart for groceries. I like going to the grocery store. And I've tried, like, the Aldi fans are, like, fanatics. Not for me. Aldi's not for me. I don't want to pay a quarter to get the cart. I don't want to put my groceries in a cardboard box. It's a no for me. What would make Cub better? I wish that they didn't pre-slice their deli meat. So this is my solution. This has got to be the crazy thing about being like the CEO of a grocery store, right? Because this sort of complaint, which is a DeRusha family complaint, I like to see the person who works at the deli slice the meat because it just feels fresher. It's in the thing, and then you slice the ham, and there's your ham. and I don't want it. Like, oh, they sliced it last night. And also, don't mess with those Cub donuts. Do not mess with my donut.
Oh, yeah.
They're very good. They're very cheap. Don't mess with it. I don't know. That's about it for me. Cub's good.
I think you could do, I mean, they have, I mean, that's not a rewards program, although, well, they do have the bit with holiday gas that I use. But there's, you know, if it's a loyalty card or however you want to phrase it, they do deals where if you have the card, you know, you get a little bit more off. I think you could go even further into that to try. I think, you know, obviously you reduce the price, you reduce your profit. But if you get somebody there in a longer term, in the long run, I think that's going to be beneficial.
Texter says Cub needs cleaner grocery carts. I get that. It's hard. Like, you're competing with sort of the upscale, the Kowalskis, the Whole Foods, and the Lunds. Well, it's a little tricky. Texter backing me up, saying my kids live in Philly, New York, and D.C. Groceries here are very expensive, even when compared to those East Coast cities. Yeah, and to me, it doesn't make sense because, like, the big distribution center is right off of 169, right? Like, right there in Minnetonka, kind of Hopkins area. Okay, the breaking news that came in from the city of Minneapolis is laughable. Headline, city seeks community feedback on 38th and Chicago pedestrian mall design concept. Wonderful.
It's about time we had citizens be able to have their input into what's going to happen there.
Now, the city has no choice because the way that the city's press release is written is very clear that they are doing what the city council said. In response to a legislative directive from the Minneapolis City Council, the city's public works department is evaluating the feasibility of a pedestrian mall concept layout on Chicago Avenue between 37th and 38th Street. One of the true embarrassments for the city of Minneapolis in the aftermath of the murder of George Floyd, which was the ultimate embarrassment, in the response to the riots, which was another embarrassment, but the fact that it is August 5th, 2025, and we're going to start another BS community engagement process. I get that the reason George Floyd Square, I get how complicated 38th in Chicago is to move forward with, because you get 10 people over there and you're going to get 10 different ideas as to what it should be. I do not care what they do at this point. Action is what we need. It's reminiscent, you know, and to me, this is a largely city council failure. And the failure is that police precinct is still, you know, they're finally doing some exterior work to make it look a little better. But the last time I was over there a couple of weeks ago, it was still relatively boarded up. Not being used. Ridiculous. And then 38th in Chicago is essentially like been taken over by self-appointed neighborhood advocates. And I'm sorry, like, this is no way to move forward. It isn't. So I'm glad we're having another community engagement, Dan.
One other little bit of breaking news we should mention as well. The Vikings have announced that the NFL has chosen to suspend wide receiver Jordan Addison for the first three games of the 2025 regular season for his violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy. He is permitted to participate in all training camp activities, including preseason games, without restriction, but then he will be suspended for those first three games of the regular season, that just breaking a few minutes ago.
And you knew...
It's what was expected.
Yeah.
This wasn't a surprise to anybody, but it's now official. So now the Vikings have to deal with those first three games without their number two wide receiver.
Not great. That was expected. He pleaded in July no contest to a lesser charge to resolve a DUI from 2024. You know, it is one of these things that I think those of us who are normies look at these athletes and look at the NFL and everything they've done to try to make it possible where players would never have a circumstance like this. They have a hotline. They can call a guy to come pick them up. They're rich. They don't have to drive themselves anywhere. But young people who are famous and rich make dumb choices. And 3-game suspension feels right, but as a fan, it does hurt. We're going to break in a minute. We're going to talk about whether Hennepin County should take over the hospital, HCMC, which is having major financial difficulties. We'll talk with one of the commissioners who just stepped out of a public meeting that just came to an end in a minute. Jeff Lundy in a minute here on CCO.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.